Use the instrument panel, Luke. Advanced weaponry is designed to hit tiny targets.
As I walk along the Bois de Boulogne with an independent air, you can hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. You can hear them sigh and wish that I could see them wink to the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo.
Welcome to the 100th episode of the Sunday Skypers. When we were considering how to celebrate, we all agreed that the best idea was to invite the godfather of Skype gaming, Anim5 of the Gutter Skypes, to join us for a game. Certainly without the Gutter Skypes, this podcast wouldn't exist and our gaming group would never have formed. So we're sort of celebrating internet gaming as a thing as well. And for the game, we decided on Spirit of the Century. Some of the first actual play recordings I ever came across were the Sotsy games of Mel and Bill White and of the Roll Monkeys, which then led me to the Gutter Skypes and their first episodes where they were playing Spirit of the Century. So Spirit of the Century has been a wellspring of good gaming. This one shot does have references back to our previous adventures in our Sotsy universe, but don't worry if you haven't listened to them or don't remember them. This is mostly just good old pulp adventure silliness. So for this game, we have Anim5 as the legendary Hank Bugle, the Fist from the Farm, Ari as Dr. Daniel Brookstone and his faithful dog Storm, John as the ever-annoying Max Silver entrepreneurial pilot, Todd as the gun-toting Archimedes Lewis, and Wilhelm as the Arctic explorer Rupert Lionel Sterling Pardue. So enjoy this episode. Now that we've reached 100, it's probably time for the pod fade.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Why does it sound like we should be doing the Muppet Show intro right now?
Keen.
It's the Muppet Show with Anim5.
Godfather of Skype gaming.
I laughed like crazy when I read that. Godfather of Skype gaming. Oh, man. No, if anybody is the godfather of gaming, it would be Mark Kinney, because he's got decades of experience beyond mine and podcasted way before I did. But
well, you did the Skype thing first, I think.
Well, just don't call me venerable, otherwise I'm just going to put the headset down and get in the box. Wow, this is fantastic. Congratulations, folks. 100 episodes. Holy crap. That's most podcasts, from what I'm told and from what I understand, most podcasts fail after 5. Once whoever it is that decides to become involved and do this quote-unquote new thing suddenly discover how much hard work it is to actually get the thing up and post it on a semi-regular basis, give up. And it's folks that actually have a passion for it, that stick with it, and just remain out there and keep the content flowing. And thank goodness you do. Well done.
Thank you. All right. So, everybody, should we start up actual gaming?
Right. On this podcast, we're trying to cut down on our pre-game banter.
It means you lose out all those wonderful quotes you get for the ending and beginning of the show.
I'm okay with that.
Ah, there's plenty during.
All right. So let's get going with some gaming here. Start with Rupert.
Oh, my.
You're probably out somewhere in the wilderlands, maybe skiing across some glacier in Iceland. That seem reasonable?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, and in the camera, we see this large shadow moving up behind Rupert and getting bigger, and then it goes over him. And as you look up to see what's casting the shadow, you see a airship which is dropping down. And the last time we saw this airship, it was being piloted by Bahar as she left Rupert and Archie behind.
Ah.
It drops down close to the ground, and a hatch opens, and a rope ladder drops out.
Well, I'll be. Well, I suppose Rupert will stop and grab the rope ladder and consider whether we want to dump the skis or not. Probably stick them under his shoulder and then climb up.
All right.
Under his arm. That's how you say it. He goes.
Climb up and get to the top, and waiting for you there is Shao Kahn.
Oh, that's rather expecting a warm Persian welcome.
Mr. Sterling Pardue, we have some things to discuss. Come join me, and turns expecting you to follow him.
If you insist, sir.
He leads you into another room. There's a table with a tea setting set out, pours a couple of cups of tea, and goes, Mr. Sterling Pardue, I would like you to steal an airship for me.
Well, at first I thought you would rather civilized, you know, tea and everything, but now I don't really know what to think. Well, you do know that I'm an Arctic explorer, not really a thief to begin with. Also, I'm a centurion and so forth, and sworn to uphold the good of everything.
Well, I think you will agree that this is a good idea. We can either do this as a social conflict, or we can just RP it, and then maybe I'll throw a compel at you, however you think is more fun.
Oh, right. Do we start with no fake points, or like three, or five?
Five,
or
yeah.
Five, okay. Hell, let's see what kind of compel you can throw my way.
Okay. And he says, well, you know that after the little antics of your group and the falling out I had with Darius, I also had a falling out with the Chimera Collective, and they stole this airship. Before this one, they had also commissioned another one, which they had paid for and I had delivered before that. After they stole this one, I don't want them to have any of my work. And I don't want my daughter attempting to go after the other one like she did this one. I think we would both not want her to get captured by the Chimera Collective again.
Fair enough.
And I expect whatever the Chimera Collective is up to, you and your centurions would want to stop them. I have a fairly good idea of where they are using the airship. I don't know what they're up to there, but I'm sure that you would want to stop them.
So what kind of compel is this?
Well, what's the worst that can happen?
Oh, I see. The flip side. I'll go for that. Sure.
Then it's agreed. They're doing something in the Himalayas around K-13. Pulls out a map and kind of gives you the general direction. And I'm sure you'll want to get some of your other centurion friends to help you. So he smiles and goes, where can I drop you? I think we just cut on that.
Yeah, cool.
And we go to Daniel and Archie, flying in the air mutt. We get the whiz of bullets, fortunately not hitting anybody. I'll throw out a couple fate points here to have you guys are going to be telling us what's going on. Daniel, you'll tell us who is shooting at you, and Archie, you're going to tell us why.
Okay, I think it's probably an enemy of Draco's.
We need more than that.
Oh, okay. You want a name. I hate names. Jorge Patterson.
Who is he?
He is... Why not? He's one of Draco's ex-lovers.
Okay. So, Archie, why is he after you guys? And you're muted. Or playing with the dog.
No, I just need to unmute. Okay.
Take a drink.
Jorge, unfortunately, is wickedly jealous, and he got Archie confused with a paramour. So he figured that he would reduce the competition by shooting Archie and, well, Daniel along the way out of the sky. It's all just a mistake, really.
All right, so you guys are in the air being shot at by some jealous lover. What are you going to do?
Well, shoot back.
That's a good point. Do we have any ammo?
It's not my plane.
I'm sure Archie has a gun or two on him, but I don't think the air mutt's armed.
Yeah, no, the air mutt isn't armed. I was about to say that.
What do you mean you don't have any guns?
I'm a doctor, not a warrior.
Damn it, Jim.
I guess I'm sitting in the passenger seat, looking around, trying to find where Jorge is and take pot shots at him.
Throw something at him.
I'm throwing as much lead as I can.
Is there anywhere for me to land?
A good alertness to find if you can spot some place to land.
It's a one.
Okay. You don't see any place to land. Unless, well, although we can, you can come up with some major cost.
Ooh.
Like, you might break up the air mutt, but you could probably land without killing everybody on this rough field. Been tilled by the farmer, so it's kind of rough.
That probably wouldn't be the best idea. I'll just keep flying.
All right. Roll piloting as...
He's getting... Yep. I have +4 to pilot, so... That's a two. Unless I miss my count.
Yeah, you have plus four. Yeah, that's two.
Yeah.
He's not a great shot. So he's only hit a zero. So you can describe how you're avoiding getting shot.
Probably by, because I know if I flip the plane, we're all going to go flying. Probably I am doing a zigzag pattern as I've done before. And I have Storm, like, literally strapped to me, and I have my my hands on the controls, so I don't have anywhere to, or I don't have any means to shoot back at this guy.
Okay.
Or Archie. Throw anything at this guy.
Archie, what are you doing?
Pulling out pistols and letting lead fly.
Roll your attack. I think you're at, like, at least a minus one for the range with pistols.
Yeah, I figured as much. On the bright side, I'm actually pretty good at this. Well, unless I roll, see, a negative one, negative two, that's still a positive two. So we put some lead on target.
Okay, that's going to be a one shift hit on the plane. Wouldn't be enough to take it out.
Oh, I imagine so, but I can just see bullets sparking off of his propeller.
Yes. All right, Daniel.
First of all, I'm going to shout at him, actually hit something!
I'm a-hitting! Get on his tail!
What? Okay! He's going to slow down and duck down so Jorge can go over him and then try to come back up and get on his tail.
All right, so that's trying to create an advantage here.
Yep.
He's at a plus one.
Come on, dice! Or not.
It'll work.
It's, again, a two.
All right, so it's an advantage you've created. Now you're on his six there. And what are you doing, Archie?
Well, I'm going to shoot the tail of that plane, then. As he flies over, I'm going to see if I can take out some of those wires in his rudder and reduce his mobility and convince him to give up the fight.
So are you doing a maneuver, then?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm basically using guns, trying to well, how would you describe it? I shoot his plane.
Well, you got to decide whether you're creating an advantage or looking to do damage.
I'm looking to do damage.
All right.
Because I think if we can get his plane where it's seriously out of commission, that'll be to our advantage. So and of course, I'll freely tap the advantage of on a six.
He's defending with the plus two.
Plus for the advantage, minus for the disadvantage of using pistols in a dogfight. I still get a four for a total.
All right, so that's, what do you have, a two? So you got a two shift hit on him?
Yeah.
And are you tagging
on a six? Already done.
All right. You put a consequence on the plane. What do you want to call it?
Only turn left.
I think with that, after taking a consequence, that, yeah, he will turn left, shaking his fist at you as you fly away.
Oh, hell, I'll blow him a kiss.
All right. And then perhaps as you continue, you see an airship in the distance. We cut to Mac, Hank, and his Aunt Moira are in the Lucy. But the Lucy is in the water off a beach with smoke coming out of the port engine. We see a ship chugging along towards them. At the bow of this ship is a mounted machine gun and an angry woman behind it. Now, Mac, I'm going to give you a fate point because I'm messing with the Lucy. And tell us where you are.
Oh, I'm on that engine, busy working out, looking up and going, Conchita. Oh, great. Hey, Dempsey, keep your aunt down below.
So, and Hank, I'll give you a fate point. The world's happening. Something's happening here. And you're going to tell us what it is. What happened? How did we get to this situation?
Disabled smoking engine, apparently. My aunt is on board a ship called the Lucy.
Yes, it is a large airboat. You know, like the old Pan Am Clipper.
China Clippers.
But it has airship capability?
No.
No, it's a seaplane.
And Mac, somebody named Mac is the captain.
Yes.
Mac Silver.
And it's being borne down on by another vessel that has a mounted machine gun, you said?
Yes, by a boat coming up the coast here with an angry woman behind the machine gun as you look through the binoculars at him.
And knowing Mac Silver, Conchita is probably not her name.
Oh, yeah, you have to understand Mac has a problem with people's names, so he's calling you Dempsey.
Okay.
Strange enough, though, he's calling you. What's your grandmother's name again?
It's Aunt Moira.
He actually calls her Moira.
Oh, he gets her name right.
But if he calls her your grandmother, she'll probably punch him.
She might take exception to that.
I'm downright sorry. I don't mean to be of a thing, but we are in a bit of the children right now. Conchita over there is going wants a bit of my hide.
Hey, I asked Hank what's happening.
When he said Conchita, I thought he was talking to the engine as he was trying to fix it.
No.
Which would make perfect sense, to be honest. Yeah, hold on to your britches, Captain Silver. We got an angry woman behind a gun on another ship, and if you got an angry woman on the premises, I think another angry woman is a good countermeasure. She don't need to get below. She need to get in front of me.
Okay.
Maybe angry about something, or maybe just toddling up to say hello. Don't know yet. You do your best with that engine, if you please.
I think the machine gun there says it's more than just a hello. It's more along the line of, hello, hello, Mac. What the hell? You left me at the altar.
Oh, my.
It wasn't intentional. It wasn't intentional being anywhere near an altar. It just worked out that way.
Well, I'll clue you in on a little more. It's pointing right at us, so that might be a little bit more eloquence on her part. I may choose other vacation plans next time.
Cuba's a lovely place to go to. Just not right now. Ah, Conchita! Hello! I am so sorry I left you behind. He switches to accents quicker than he changes his underwear.
You're in command of this gizmo, so what say I trade place with you and try and make some repairs on that engine and you deal with the angry woman.
Okay.
Hank, you want to try to fix the engine?
Yes. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I have an aspect called Can Fix or Break, or Mr. Fix-It, rather.
You do have Mr. Fix-It.
You even have a skill at doing it, too, don't you?
And I'll say, this is a good obstacle. You gotta beat him +3.
I got -1, it looks like. Oh, engineering is at +3.
So you're at +2, you gotta beat +3.
And I've got the aspect Mr. Fix-It.
Throw a fate point at that. That would boost you up to 4, and you'd be able to fix the engine.
Alrighty. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait a minute. I just recently got an extra one from you, didn't I?
Yes.
I crossed that extra fate point off. I'm still down at 5, but there we go. Yeah. Hank ducks himself below and starts whipping out the wrenches, spanners, screwdrivers, and colorful language.
I mean,
and you ain't gonna stop spouting that smoke, you hairline fracture apple slice.
I mean, the wings are big enough that you actually can crawl inside the wing to work on the engine.
Oh, the engine's inside the wing. Okay.
All right then. What are you doing, Mac?
I'm trying to talk my way out of being turned to Swiss cheese right now. I'm trying to sweet talk Conchita.
All right. So, what are you saying?
Apologizing. I mean, I wasn't. I'm just not ready, and I am soiled goods. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not the man you thought I was.
Soiled goods. Damn.
All right. You got to beat a +2 to overcome her desire to shoot you.
I got a 3 on my rapport, so... Well, I rolled a 3. I convinced her just a little bit. I've overcome her enough so that when I hear Hank say, it's fixed, I start, walking backwards to the top hatch to drop inside to run to the engine, to the cabin, and get the hell out of there.
Then, probably no sooner than Hank is able to get his hands out of the way, the engine starts sputtering to life again.
And I yell out, hold your horse, hang on to something! And I kick her in and try to get the hell out of there.
For a seaplane, that's probably a bumpy ride.
Well, just handle this narratively. You gun the engines, she curses at you in Spanish, and you get a few extra holes in the Lucy as you take off and are flying. Then you see the air mutt coming up along beside you, and we'll get all you guys together.
Cute little plane, I waggle my wings at.
And we'll have Rupert convey his plans.
No pressure.
Go ahead, Cookie. Tell us what's up.
Well, okay, what's the scene? Where are we?
I guess we're Havana?
Sure. That's where you were taking Hank's Aunt Moira. She was going to vacation there.
All right, so in the docks, on the docks or something?
At a local casino or hotel or something.
Oh, yeah, we've been here before. At least me and Doc have been here before. Right, Doc?
Which one of us is Doc again?
You.
You are.
Oh.
Daniel Sawbones. And his dog, Storm.
Wait, would you get the dog's name?
The dog's name.
Oh, and I help Moira off the plane, you know, very gentlemanly like.
That's what gets you into trouble to begin with.
Nah, that's all just right. Gonna get him a basket of fruit come holiday time, that's all. It earns points. When you're a gentleman with my Aunt Moira, it earns points.
And of course I changed. So I'm dressed more in my traditional Havana, white shirt, necktie, a little jaunty hat, and
now you're casino Rupert, go.
All right. Mm-hmm. So in contrast, Rupert has just stripped off his fur-lined Arctic jacket and has rolled up his shirt sleeves. And he's, you know, getting everyone a drink of some kind and making sure that Aunt Moira is getting whatever she wanted. And he says, so this is rather awkward. You may remember some time ago we made the acquaintance of a certain Persian overlord. And we had a rather unfortunate incident aboard his, vessel and so on and so forth. Well, you see, this gentleman, this good, and he pauses for a moment to sort of squint at himself. Good Sharkhan, that doesn't quite work, but oh well. Sharkhan, well, you see, he has been despoiled. He has parted with the Chimera Collective, you know, the organization with all these ill-meaning evildoers, these blackguards of yore. And, they didn't take this very kindly. So they stole his airship. And we all know that's not very good. It's a mobile platform for all manner of weaponries and horrible things. So, hello there, Hank. Good to meet you for the first time.
I'm charmed.
I'm sure your fists will come in handy with these Chimera thugs.
If we can get out of there without actually, you know, shooting the place up, it'd be even better.
Ah, yes. Speaking of which, they have apparently taken this airship to a base in the Himalayas, high in the Himalayas. We are talking slopes. We are talking ice. We are talking high altitudes. I'm sure I won't have any problems with this, but certain other parties, namely smokers, might have a tougher time enduring the climb. He's decidedly avoiding looking at Archie. and so I propose this. We fly in under the cover of night, and we use these fabulous new... Oh, right. Since I'm ignorant of history, or recent history anyway. Is there such a thing as a parachute at this time?
Yeah.
Well, you've been in one, so.
Yes. We were pushed out of said airship.
Oh, right. You're right. It's been years, people.
Getting pushed out of an airship, it has a way of sticking with you.
Hey, I have to play like 30 different dwarves on a regular occasion. You can't expect me to remember these tiny details. Anyway, yes, well, I propose we fly in under the cover of darkness and perhaps all or some of us alight onto this base of theirs, perhaps the airship itself if it is out in the open, which I suspect it will be, and we, well, disable it. And I'm sure the engineering capabilities of the good Mr. Bugle will come well in handy, as well as the engineering acumen of Mr. Lewis. And, well, for the rest of us, we shall simply have to deal with the Chimera Collective, as they no doubt will attempt to thwart our attempts to thwart them, to counter-thwart us, so to speak.
So the Shere Khan.
Shah. It's Shah, a Persian title, you know.
Yeah, that's what I said, Shere Khan.
Rupert's trying to just, you know, ignore him and swallow his drink instead.
Archie shake his head.
Daniel's doing over here.
So are you sure he's on the up and up? He's not actually doing something, you know, being extra sly or something?
Oh, I'm perfectly certain he has some hidden card up his sleeve. However, we can all agree, I'm sure, that leaving this airship in the hands of the Chimera Collective is a far... That is not a desirable thing, yes.
It's not a good thing. Well, I can sit Lucy up to fly in autopilot and make a circle so we all can just jump in. And I've never tried the landing thing before, the automatic landing, but we can see if it works.
Perhaps it were prudent to outfit the air mat with a machine gun of some type in case of air support. Yes? Lewis, do you have some ideas about that? Maybe?
Bombs. Lots of bombs.
It's always guns and bombs with you, Cookie. No, you're not Cookie Doc.
Well, that may not be such a bad idea. I recall a story of somebody that wished he brought along explosives and was told that he couldn't and regretted it later. But yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's a good point, though, because we may have to, you know, maybe block an entrance with a convenient avalanche.
Ooh, I like the way you think.
I'm not sure if that's considered thinking. I mean, blow up the enemy base. It's pretty cut and dry.
You're all about killing people. Give these folks a chance to, you know, turn over a new leaf and become, you know, see the error of their ways.
Well, they could be busy digging themselves out while we're doing something else like what we want. These chimera monkeys don't sound like they're such nice guys.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Rupert there?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if I might up the ante on this little poker game and wonder if what you think of this idea. Instead of breaking the thing, I don't care whether this Shot Khan fella gets his toy back or not, but certainly don't want these lousy do-batters having that kind of weapon. What do you think of maybe making it airworthy and taking it for our own selves, slapping our logo on it?
From what you guys told me about, that thing's big enough to hold both the Lucy and the Mutt.
Ooh. Hank just starts drooling.
Just frightful, tempting target for all manner of...
Or at least the Mutt.
Just to clarify, this is not the Air Fortress. This is something similar to the one you encountered in Greenland.
Okay, slightly smaller. Yeah, I mixed it up. Chacon did say that this was one of his newer designs.
Well, just throwing it out there. Suggestions, it's your party. Go on.
No, that is an excellent idea, and it would perhaps mean that we could avoid any unnecessary bloodshed and, you know, use our fists instead.
I'll start working on the bombs.
So they're in the Himalayas. So are they in the Nepalese side or on the
Chinese
side? Yeah,
Tibetan.
Which side are they on in the Himalayas?
He gave Rupert an idea of, you know, it's K-13, somewhere on the slopes there. Hard to figure out where the border is up there, you know.
Should we cut directly to the assault or something else?
Well, if anybody's going to put weapons on the air mud, it's going to have to be someone else. I don't think Daniel has any expertise in that.
Archie is personally inclined to add any additional weapons you think the Mutt can handle.
So a pair of machine guns on top of the wing because he doesn't have any interrupter gear. Since it's a two-seater, you're going to have them in the back. You can have another machine gun back there on a pivot so you can pivot around and shoot in the back.
Well, it's a two and a dog seater.
How good of a shot is the dog?
I don't know. He's never shot a gun before.
He's might good at hitting the tires. I see that sometimes.
So what are you trying to do here, Archie? Come up with some machine guns?
We'll add some light machine guns front and back to the Mutt, and maybe see if we can jury-rig up a couple of bomb racks and maybe some nice incendiary bombs. That sounds like it would put an airship in a bad mood.
Archie, I'd like to still be able to fly the thing.
I'm only going to add 200-300 pounds. Trust me. So, Archie will do what Archie does best, make weapons of destruction.
Okay, so how many months are you going to spend here?
Months? Oh, no. We're just going to do this off the cuff.
To come up with all this weaponry is going to take at least a superb resources roll to come up with that in a few days.
Resources.
Can I assist with that? Because I have contacts. I know a guy. Can I create advantage of, I know a few guys in the Cuban military who might be able to help out.
We'll call that a great obstacle to create that.
Okay, so I have +5 contacting, so let's see. Call that 7.
That is enough.
If I just Cuban ammunition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so was that with style, or is that just...
Yes, so you got 2 invokes of Cuban arms.
Okay.
Yeah. Which are mostly American.
You know, I'm going to throw down the fate point because I don't like a -2. So we're going to give that another shot.
What are you tagging?
We're going to tag. All my toys are clipped. Well, no, this is resources. So made in America, grew up in a factory. So when it comes to assembling weapons, it's a family business. That's +2, +5, +the tag. So Yeah, it's like getting the mutt outfitted with weapons. Some people shop for flour and biscuits. I shop for machine guns and bullets.
To put these on the air mutt, that'd be a great engineering to be able to do that in a week.
It just so happens I'm a great engineer, and that's a +5.
Oh, altogether, right.
Yes.
Call whatever that advantage. Armed and dangerous or something, yeah.
Sure.
Armed to the teeth?
Yes, because it's the mutt.
Anybody else want to do anything before you head off?
Probably wouldn't hurt to buy some cold weather gear. And maybe some parachutes would really work better if we had those.
Yeah! Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good point.
I was kind of hoping that we would assume that we had some of those.
I got six fate points. I say parachutes, walk over. I'll pay a fate point and say open up a locker. Eh, what size you need?
All right, for a fate point, I'll let you do that.
Lucy is a marvel.
She's a flying hotel.
No, with you, it's a brothel.
No, I never bring on board the Lucy.
Oh, so you respect the plane, you respect the dog, you respect the ant, and that's about as far as it goes.
All right, then. You guys taking off and flying towards the Himalayas.
We switch to the map, and we have the little line making the little dumps and bumps and bumps across. Because unfortunately, I don't think the mutt's got the same endurance as Lucy does. So we're probably doing some island hopping.
Making your way to the Himalayas. I think one of the aspects that we have is Roof of the World. And I'm going to throw a fate point at you two with the planes. You're running into the service ceiling of your planes here to be able to get over the mountains.
Yeah, normally I go around the Himalayas. But yeah.
So tell me why you can fly at these altitudes.
Well, the Lucy is an experimental aircraft from Speedy.
Curtis.
Yeah, Curtis. She has the equivalent of turbochargers on her.
Okay.
But I hate using them because they are just as experimental as the rest of the aircraft.
All right. Then, Daniel, I'm saying that air mutt's having troubles here.
To be perfectly honest, I'm not sure the air mutt can fly that high.
Yeah, you can take the fate point and say it can't get there.
Yeah, I'll take the fate point then.
All right.
And we outfitted it for no reason.
So you guys stop in Nepal, and air mutts can't make it. It's panting too much.
Your mixture is way too rich for this altitude.
Yes, they're like an engineering quickie fix we could make.
Daniel's gotten the fate point for it, so.
Yeah, I was hoping we may persuade Daniel to not take the fate point. And in fact, pay one instead.
All right, I can pay a fate point.
Okay. It seems silly to outfit it and then leave it behind.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah. How are we going to get it up over the mountain, though?
Easy come, easy go.
That's right. So I paid a fate point, so I'm down to 4 now.
Hank can maybe spend a fate point to try and soup up this gizmo so that it actually can fly at necessary.
You do have the example of the turbochargers on the Lucy to work from.
Yeah, he's gone ahead and gotten familiar with those engines, getting them fixed in time to get out of the way of the machine gun of an angry Cuban woman. What do I need to roll here if I spend a fate point to try and get the air mutt?
I guess if you want to spend a fate point, you can tag like your mixed or fix it, I suppose, to say that you've got a plan.
Yeah, let me have a look at this animal. Flips up the engine thing. Oh yeah. All right, so I'm at 4 fate points and roll. Oh, that's not bad.
Working off of Curtis's design.
Well, here's your problem right here. Pulls a wreck.
Here's your problem. This engine was set to evil. Some cursing, some boring, some slip rings here, a little bit of gouging there, some lathe work, and now it should not just chug along, but do quite well.
All right.
So. You just turned my little air mutt into a super mutt.
Well, it'll carry that extra 300 pounds a little bit better than it would before.
All right, then. You guys can continue, and what's the plan here?
Well, we probably need to do a reconnoiter to see where everything is. And Lucy's a bit too big for that, so probably we need to take the mud up to do a recce and see what's out there.
Good idea.
And for a recce, what would, I'm trying to think what the skill we'd use to do that. Would that just be a like an alertness or a
probably alertness to for you to get information, and you'd probably need to do, we'll call it stealth, to not be seen yourself, if, unless you don't care whether you're not or you're seen.
That sort of kind of leaves me out. What about Cookie? How's your alertness and stealth?
Well, my stealth is average, but alertness is fair. I also have survival, though, so I could, you know, point out appropriate places to actually put a base, I suppose.
How about Doc? Oh, Doc, you're good at this stuff. But not so good stealth. We're not even so good stealth. We're not the stealthy kinds.
Is Hank stealthy?
Hank's not stealthy that I can see, but I got an alertness of +4, it says here.
Hey.
I haven't looked at this in ages.
Hank should be our eyes and ears.
Yes, our guest should be the one put into peril.
Always.
Yeah. Always in peril your guests.
I eat peril for breakfast with my Wheaties. Who normally sits in the passenger seat of the air mud?
The dog.
Well, we storm behind, we don't want to get Storm in trouble.
If the dog don't mind me sitting in its lap or it sitting in my lap.
It would sit in your lap. He's a large dog.
What does he get, a Russian wolfhound?
No, he's a Belgian Malinois.
It's like having your Aunt Moira sit in your lap.
Only covered in hair.
Yeah, it's just like that.
did we bring Aunt Moira with us?
No, she's vacationing in Havana.
Oh, good.
Not. No, she should be enjoying herself in the hot sun of the...
Left her $200 so she'd go to the casino and spend it all.
Quick montage where she's living it up in Havana on the beach and in the casino.
I'll catch you later, Aunt Moira. I'm going to try and not plummet to my death from a plane.
Okay, dear. I'm here with Manuel. Here, Manuel's here taking care of me.
The infamous cabin boy.
Well, that's fine. You have a good time.
Yes, senor. I will take care of your aunt like she's my mother.
Those are exactly the words I wanted to hear. Well done there. Aunt Moira does have a tendency, though, when she's in a car or a plane, to stick her head out the window and let her tongue flap in the wind, so they do have similarities to dog and her.
So,
right. So yes, peering over the edge of the air mud, pet the dog, and looking down, I see stuff.
Well, first, let's do the stealth roll first to see what happens as you get close. Who wants to do that? You want to do that, Daniel?
Since you're I have no stealth, yet. But yeah, sure, I'm flying it. I have nothing I can tag, so no.
Is there some quirk of the Himalayas, like maybe the sound bounces around the mountaintops in a confusing way, so you can't really make out where exactly the plane is? Maybe you could tag Roof of the World for this.
Nice.
Could I tag that?
Yeah.
All right, I will pay a fate point and tag that and re-roll that abysmal thing.
The free tag on that is gone.
Oh, I take
free invoke. Yes.
Okay.
Not as terrible.
Not as terrible.
Oh, do you have any stealth or you're just...
God, the dice hate me.
Well, you know...
Yeah, I'm a zero.
Yeah, -1. Okay.
Well, you know, you could tag your aspect medical mystery on wings. That sort of sounds like you're sneaky.
You got to beat a 2. Now you're at -1.
You'd have to spend 2 fate points to do it.
Well, they don't necessarily know that you're the bad guys. They might think you're lost and ask for help.
All right, I'll do that. I'll go down to 4.
What are you going to tag then?
Here we go again.
Here we go again in Medical Mystery on Wings. So,
give me the narrative on how those help you.
Medical Mystery on Wings does actually require him to be a bit stealthy because he was following pirates. And he also was sick at the time, so it would give him practice in being stealthy when he wasn't ill.
Okay.
And here we go again. He has snuck up to this ship before.
What? That one doesn't sound good, but I can give you something for... here we go again. Maybe you've had to sneak through mountains before. Something.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take yours. Because I was kind of reaching there, but yeah.
So then, Hank, you crest a peak and scope out this...
Okay. And that's not terrible. That would put me at 5, I think.
At 5, you will get a good layout. You can see where the airship's moored next to a building farther away up the slope. There's another building that is belching smoke from a smokestack. A little farther up the slope is an entrance to probably some sort of cave or mine. Those are the main elements. And you also see an airplane that is on the ground, and they've got some sort of strange mechanism hooked up to that. Maybe there's some sort of catapult-type mechanism for launching it off the side of a mountain.
Oh, mechanism for launching the plane or something on the plane? Oh, okay. I was picturing a weapon on the plane that was an actual catapult. Wondering how that would work.
Probably pick out a few dots moving around as people. Those are the main aspects that you can spot.
Okay, it's leaning around and cheek to cheek with the dog, shouting forward. Okay, Doc Daniel, I think I got the skinny on this place. We should let's get out of here before they decide we ain't welcome.
Roof.
That's right, dog agrees. I think there's got to be a biscuit in the kitchen drawer pockets of Hank Bugle. Fetches him out a treat.
I was going to save this for later, but you can have it.
it's real beef jerky.
Excellent. All right. This, you know, does.
No fate point required for that.
No.
Okay, you ride back down the mountains to wherever you've managed to, I guess, land the Lucy.
Hank, real quick, sketches out on a big piece of paper everything he can remember about what he saw and lays it out for everybody else.
Catapult, huh?
Like it to me, yeah.
And how steep were these hills, this mountain?
I could say 45 degrees, 35 degrees, but I think more accurate steepness would be ow.
How much snow was on it?
All of the snow.
All of it?
Both the amounts?
Oh, no, I'm just thinking that I may have to land the Lucy, and, you know, landing at a 45-degree upwards angle might work.
I thought the plan was we were going parachute down. No?
Yeah, okay, here's what I could do. I could put the Lucy into after we jump out, she goes into a circular, goes in a spin, and once we get the airship going, I could try to make a jump onto the Lucy and get back inside of her.
That's a ticket.
Wouldn't be the first time.
And then two ships down there is going to be.
Oh!
One of them two ships down there are going to be our exit strategy. Either the great big toy that Shaka wanted, or that thing that what they're going to send out like out from their rubber band. So we can steal that and get it airborne. Yeah, you can jump back onto the Lucy, or if we have to break it and make it not fly anymore, or blow it up, do whatever, then maybe steal their other little toy that they got ready to launch out and get that up in the air to get away. Otherwise, we're going to have a long walk back home. It's up to you guys.
We fly in at midnight? Or no, 2 o'clock?
I may have missed this because for some reason, was the airship, Sharkhan's airship, at all visible, like hovering near the base?
Yes.
Was that a detail?
Yeah, okay. So it looked like it was moored to the building that was lower down on the slope.
And it's just one airship, not like multiple.
Yes.
2 o'clock in the morning?
It sounds about right.
Should we divide our forces and maybe disable this catapult thing?
Well, we got the mutt, you know, all decked out to go blow stuff up. Doc, do you want to do that, or you want let someone else get there and blow stuff up? Because I guess the rest of us we need to drop down there and mimic fist motions, you know.
Hank, based upon your expert observation, let's say we have only two bombs. Where do you think we could do the most bang for the buck?
Well, you got a building entrance and you got a cave entrance. If we're not going to party inside their little house, maybe we can shut the doors on them by bombing those suckers. They can't come out and interfere with us punching heads and getting our way, trying to steal that big airship.
Remember I said avalanche?
I have intimate experience with avalanches.
And then there's that place over here that's belching out smoke. Probably want to drop one right down the smokestack.
Ooh, I like that too. Looks like a small thermal exhaust port right below the floor. Sorry.
Is it directly above the other buildings?
Directly, no. Kind of up around the side of the mountain.
Is this like a little valley, or is this basically just a peak? That's what I was trying to figure out, too.
That's the impression I got, that it's a peak, and right. The mountains of the mines are on the... So, in that case, I propose a pair of you go in the Ermat and bomb the upper portions of this base and do what you can to distract them while the rest of us jump down from the Lucy, in parachutes and attempt to steal or disable the airship of Shakans. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
Yep, sounds like a plan.
Excellent. Oh. And we wait for nightfall.
I take it Daniel's going to be the pilot for the Mutt since you have the greatest skill with your own plane.
Yep.
I imagine Archie will be on the ground team since, well, he's got the greatest skill with putting holes in people.
Mm-hmm.
So we put Rupert in the pilot in the passenger seat?
Well, do we need anyone in the passenger seat? What role does Daniel want to have in the fray? Or should we just drop the bombs from the Lucy? And then let the Lucy go back, and we all hit the ground.
Seems like we outfitted the
Yes. But the terrain is to our disadvantage because whoever's in the Mutt isn't going to be able to join the fray unless they want to leave a perfectly good airplane to smack into the mountainside.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point. I was thinking that, you know, we could leave someone who can circle around and make sure that, you know, no other people show up in planes or keep the upper slopes busy while we...
Well, yeah. It says if you're in a plane, you can certainly strafe buildings and targets. You got the machine guns besides the bombs.
And I tap the catapult and says, if we screw up on our approach, they launch that sucker.
Yeah, but that might also be our exit point. So I'm not in a hurry to blow that up in case we need to leave in a hurry.
Oh, true. Yes.
Rupert might enjoy the challenge of getting out of these mountains alive.
I'm sure you would be up to the challenge. It's just, you know, you have to have the proper mindset and the right tune.
Yeah.
Lay out my escaping from the Himalayas clothes.
I also can talk to some of the Sherpas here. I know a couple. That's the thing. He is a network of contacts. He knows somebody.
So, Daniel, are you up for providing air support?
I am.
Excellent. Well, I think we have a plan, sort of, kind of.
Half-assed ready to go.
You know it's
going
to shit anyway, so
it's like all our plans. Half-assed and improvised, because it never survives contact with the enemy.
Neither does the enemy survive contact with us.
Throw out some scene aspects. I guess you're doing this at night.
Yes.
So we got dark of night. We got some steep slopes, I suppose. Okay, Daniel's in the Mutt. Everybody else is in Lucy.
Yep. And I have the circle program put cams cut in, put in, so it'll circle for a while before it heads back and tries to land by itself. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. It is an aspect, so we'll come back.
Yeah. Give you a fate point for the twisted metal, yeah. Off you go. The moonlight shining on the snowy peaks as you go around and over them towards this base. How does this go then?
Can Hank take just a moment to have a little powwow with Archie?
Sure.
Archie, you got any of them portable chaos pineapples, you know, the kind you pull the ring out of and toss it and it makes a big, loud, ugly noise and does all kinds of damage? You got one of them?
Nope. Sorry. Guns I've got. So it's a couple of blades.
Just thought I'd ask.
Is that an item that would be in an average American kitchen drawer?
No. Really?
We could probably work something up. Mac, he's got plenty of bottles lying around. Maybe a little aviation fuel, make a cocktail or two.
From the beginning of this adventure, I just keep hearing Jane's voice echo in my head. Gee, I wish I had a grenade.
Oh, yeah, we can make some of those Cuban cocktails. No, Molotov is around, so yeah, we can make some of those Molotov cocktails.
Remember, people, we are trying to capture an airship. We don't want it to blow up yet.
Yeah.
Right. That's how you felt the need to add that yet.
So here's the question. Is Shere Khan connected enough to get helium, or is he stuck with hydrogen?
You don't know.
Who knows?
So if we wanted to get some Molotovs for Hank...
In a parachute plummeting to my almost.
You don't have to light them until you get to the ground, son. Oh, I'll hand Archie the signal lamp and said, you know, we wanted radio silence, so signal Sawbones what we're up to.
I do have a signal worked out. When the buildings blow up, we drop.
Am I getting going or what?
Oh, yeah. You're going first, yeah. I think.
So then, Daniel, you're going to go shoot something or bomb something? Or?
Yep. Hopefully the target that we chose and not anything else.
And what would that target be?
Be the upper doors.
The smokestack.
Do you mean the mine or the smokestack? Or
The smokestack.
Sounds like you're trying to create an advantage of
it's on fire.
Towering Inferno?
Burning base or something.
Towering Inferno,
towering
hello?
Inferno, okay. I'm going to say, though, that that's to drop it down the chimney and set off this Towering Inferno. We'll say that's a great obstacle.
Can I use my pilot for that?
I think this would be a guns, basically, because it's a ranged attack.
Could we modify it with, like...
Yeah, I'll let it be modified by pilot. You can get a +1 for your higher.
That or you can do traditional, which is create an advantage for yourself using your pilot, and then...
That'd be better, yeah.
All right, I will create advantage for myself using pilot.
Stay on target.
Stay on target, yeah. Well, that didn't work.
Yeah, nope.
Three. Yeah, no, that didn't work.
Oh.
I'm gonna have to hit it blind, yeah. Apparently.
Yeah, you try to set up, but the winds are just knocking you around up here. Guns, 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 or bombs, 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 I guess.
+1 on this roll, whatever it is. So 1, 2, yeah.
2.
Could hit Dark of Night.
How does that help?
He allows him to evade notice while he's lining up.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
And there's lights in the building, so you can see them better, and they stand out much more.
Huh? Hit the lighted target.
Still, he's trying to hit the smokestack, yeah. Right? So
I have imagination without limitation, which I was thinking of using. But,
So, are you going to spend fate points in tag aspects, or are you going to miss?
Here we go again?
No, I've never actually... bombed anything before.
Well, no. Here he goes again means the first one misses and you try with the second.
So that's one of them. Which one's the other one?
You think you can make a fool of me? Think again.
Okay. I'll take that one. If you could tell me how it works. What do you think?
You're talking to yourself. Braining yourself over missing that first one.
It's like, I'm going to get this one this time. Okay.
This is when Dirk reveals that it's not a factory, it's an orphanage, and he compels his attachment to the fault aspect.
Wait for it.
Sorry.
I'll spend 2 fate and bring that up to
6. Okay. So you have got a Towering Inferno.
Sawbones, got a chance in. Okay, folks. I'm lining up on the airship. When I yell jump, jump.
Okay, I think this is going to be athletics to land where you want to land.
Yeah, I'm going to do a pilot roll first to get myself lined up right. That's a great advantage.
Taking advantage, okay. Say great to do this.
Okay, that
the right idea was to do this at night.
And I rolled a 4.
Okay, so that's just a boost, so that's 1.
It's not the first time I lined up on a target. I'm going to burn a fate point and hit my been there, done that.
All right.
Which is enough for a single aspect.
Yeah, got on target. To land where you want to, great. We'll go with great athletics.
Is that a 4?
Yes, a 4.
Well, I guess Archie will go, no? Wow. Someone got sucked into the intake.
You're not going to tap it and re-roll that? Because I would say re-roll that.
I'm considering stuff. I was hoping to like let you guys roll first before I start messing with stuff.
Archie, on the other hand, I am the human bomb. With athletics of +2, that's a total +5. Totally on target. I know what I'm doing.
So where did you want to land?
I'm going to go, say, right on the roof of the mooring post building.
Okay.
I mean, boom, X marks a spot, I'm on it.
I was aiming for the airship, but hey, okay. I'm last person out of the airplane anyway.
You know, the airship isn't going to go anywhere if it's tied down.
All right. So Hank, you just got shoved out of the airplane by Mac.
Remember, count.
I got athletics at +3.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Oh man, I hope I roll like this when I'm punching heads.
Wow.
Land right next to Archie if you want there.
Well, if Archie already has the mooring building, right?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go for the airship itself.
If you want to land on top of it, boom, you're on top of it.
Because it went so well for you, I'm inclined to just go with my failure. So it would be hilarious to see Rupert, like, just sail way off course somewhere. in the background.
No, you roll so bad, it's like you're busy struggling right now. So I look out and see Rupert's
No, he's jumped and pulled it already.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do the James Bond jump and glide down to him and grab him. Wow. That's Max style.
It's also pulp.
Sure. Sure, if you want to try that, sure. I think that's fun, Rupert.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Let's go.
All right, yeah, I see Rupert's in trouble, so, oh, crap. All right, jump, and I'm not pulling my chute until until I get a hold of Rupert, so I'm doing the dive and arms to the side and trying to fall faster than he is.
All right, I think this would be some superb athletics to do this.
Yeah, I'm popping the on target, and I'm re-rolling that.
Sorry, we took all the good successes.
I'm going to burn their fate point and hit my seat of the pants, which is how Mac operates most of the time.
Oh, you still are to plus five.
What's that put me at? Unfortunately, that puts me at plus one.
Wow. Wait, the fate is against you.
Now I'm at plus one, and I got two fate points left.
You could create an aspect. Adios, Rupert.
Right now, he's in danger of spending all his fate points, and he hasn't rolled his yet, so he may impact the mountainside himself.
Yeah, I know.
I think you better just let it go.
Sorry, Cookie! pull the cord and... Oh, dear God! and roll a five.
Okay, that'll be enough to offset the disasters you had as you were trying to catch Rupert. So where were you landing?
Since I've probably gone off target, I'm going to be end up landing under the airship.
All right, so Rupert, you're letting it stand?
Yes, yes.
You land way up the slope near the mine.
Ah, crap.
Those pesky updrafts.
Yes, when I finally get the chute working.
So now let's start going in order here. Hank, you're up first.
Hank's going to ditch the chute and climb his way down on the ship towards whatever looks like it might be the bridge or control center of it.
Okay. Trying to be sneaky about this?
Not particularly. I don't think if anybody's up there with me to see, then they've got some splaining to do. Maybe somebody popped up on top of the airship for a quick smoke or so I don't know.
Climbing around the outside of the airship then?
Yep.
We'll say that's at least good athletics to overcome that. Good-sized airship.
Fortunate to have an athletics at plus three. Okay, that's not so bad. Five.
All right, so you're climbing around the outside and are going to get to where you wanted to. So you're what?
I'm looking in through the window of the control center of this airship.
All right, then next. Todd say he slipped away, working on the mooring mechanism.
Ah, yes.
So we'll deal with that. Let's go to Mac. What are you doing on the ground there?
Well, I'm landing underneath, and this is where, of course, besides being moored, it's also got a lot of guy wires holding it in place right now, or at least the landing line. So out comes the Bowie knife, and I start cutting lines. I'm just going to go and start cutting lines as fast as I can.
Fast you can. No attempt to be stealthier.
No. Alertness? Or no, it'll be athletics.
Athletics. Yeah, gotta be the plus one to do it before somebody comes out to stop you.
Okay, well, I need to tap something to get there. Oh, wait a second, I can tap, free tap, it's the dark of night. I'm hard to see, so I'm going to tap, get that free tap and re-roll that.
All right.
Okay, I got two.
Ping, 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 you're
cutting the lines.
Through the lines, and they are cut, and then after you get them cut, well, we'll see. Rupert. Off up the slope.
Cursing his bad luck and unslinging his great revolver, attempting not to get burned in the towering inferno.
Where are you going? What do you want to do?
Is it complete chaos up here, or am I more or less alone out of the open?
You can see some figure shambling out of the towering inferno.
It's a Yeti.
When you say figure, yes.
Figures,
Oh, figures, okay. We weren't supposed to disable the catapult, but maybe I'll attempt to like secure the catapult thing in case we need it. So I'll rush over to that portion and see if I can just hold it.
Okay. Well, I'm saying the figures are probably going to notice you just because you should be noticed.
Yeah.
And there's a fire. The towering inferno is casting some light now.
And you didn't remember to bring your skis, did you?
Not in the jump. No, I didn't anticipate needing them.
So you want to outrun these figures to get there, or?
Yes. And I'm counting on their disorientation to be to their disadvantage.
Look for a convenient broken barrel stage or something like that and make use of the steep slopes aspect.
Human toboggan. Skip all that. I can see you doing a belly flop while being shot at.
You are a famous Arctic explorer.
This is true. Getting to that place before them. I guess that's in a post roll or something.
Unfortunately for you, that's not going to be very difficult as they are not quick.
All right. So let's see how I do. Ooh, I'm a 2.
All right.
That's enough.
Okay. As you run by these shambling figures, you notice some of them are very large, inhumanly large. In fact, they do look like large ape men.
I guess Rupert, in the course of his lope, does a double take and then redoubles his efforts to reach the place before them.
Though I'm going to throw a compel that you're going to be stunned here for a bit. Because
oh, cool.
Friends in unlikely paces, one of these shambling human figures looks like the Inuit friend
that, oh, no.
You met.
That I thought died?
Yes. As you see him in the firelight, he looks like he's dead as he's shambling towards you. He looks like he would died in a fiery explosion, but his body is carrying on.
Oh, that's cruel.
Yes.
Okay.
So you are.
That totally makes Rupert skid to a halt.
And I would pronounce his name, but I can't pronounce his name.
I forgot what his name was.
All right. So you're stopped in your tracks there.
Yes.
All right, Daniel, flying around this chaos.
Yep.
What do you want to do?
Not crash, preferably.
Hey, you do got machine guns. You could strafe.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about that. How hard would it be to hit these zombies from up here?
Be a gun throw.
It might just be better to land the thing.
No.
It's a bit too steep for that, I think.
Side of the mountain. These are the things you crash into.
Right. I can't actually land. All right. I guess I will, at the risk of hitting Rupert.
That's fine. I have tons of stress boxes.
At the risk of hitting Rupert, I'm going to actually try strafing and taking out several of these zombies.
We'll say there's, so let's say, 4 of them and Rupert's friend.
Okay. Or
former friend.
Here we go. And oh my god, is that a terrible roll?
Yeah, they rolled terribly in their defense as well, though, so.
You do got 2 free invokes on armed to teeth for the aircraft.
You know what? Yeah, I'll tag one of those. I'll remove one of those.
And when you need a machine gun, say Lewis.
And I would say do a reroll.
That's better. Not much, but better.
All right, so what's your total then?
3 then.
That's going to take out 2 of the Yeti.
There you go, Rupert. I help, sort of.
Wake up, so Cookie!
As you're standing there, stunned, undead Yeti advancing on you. Suddenly, you hear the roar of Rupert's engine and machine gun fire and 2 of the Yeti fall.
Daniels.
Sawbones.
Welcome to my world, Dirk.
You know, you guys could leave Mac there. I may be compelling something. I have to think about that.
It would have to be one heck of a good compel.
I got a lot of fate points. Hank.
We skipped Todd because he was out.
Oh, that's right. So, Archie, what were you doing?
I'm working the mooring mechanism. I want to disengage the airship from that.
Okay, to do that quickly, let's say great engineering to do that quickly here in the middle of the night.
Sure, we'll give that a shot. Actually, that is a great, even with a -1. So that actually works. So
okay, though there's got to be a minor cost. Do you have one, or do you want me to?
Sure. I released the mooring, and because of those winds that knocked Rupert off course, the airship starts drifting.
Then, Hank, as you're clinging to the outside of this airship.
Sorry.
And looking inside, it suddenly lurches.
Good. Everything's going to plan.
The lurch wakes up the fellow who was dozing in the cockpit, and he opens his eyes staring at you through the window.
Can I interest you in an aperitif of the month club? Yeah, a clearer picture of how this setup goes. Is this a bridge-type setup or a small, tight cockpit?
A bridge-type setup, yeah.
Okay, does it have an external observation gantry that they can step out onto?
Sure, that sounds good.
All right, I'm going to look for the entrance hatch. Right. And if I don't find it, I'm going to take a page from Mac and swing in, kicking the window in. Actually, yeah, swing in, kicking the window in. Who the hell's going to... I'm not going to wander over to a door and open it. That's not pulp.
There you go.
Girl Scout cookies!
Doing athletics, that sounds like you're creating an advantage to surprise this guy before he can do anything.
Before he can activate the window wipers.
Oh, that's a great visual. All right, that'll do. I got +3 on athletics, 4, 5.
Yeah, you're rolling really good, so.
Shh, don't say it out loud. Okay, so yeah, feet first through the window at this guy, and...
You've got a surprised aspect on him.
I thought Girl Scout cookies was the better one.
Call it whatever you want. You've got it. Then Archie, the airship lurching away from you, by the carried by the winds.
Well, there is the mooring line.
Ding, 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 ding.
Which I've cut all of them.
You cut them at the ground, though, so they're still hanging.
Well, I guess that's our ride out, so I will grab the mooring line and start climbing up that. Yeah, well, what's the worst that can happen?
Kalea.
That's my ethic.
Never say that in Satsi. Never say that in Satsi. You're giving him ideas.
He's got plenty of ideas. He knows just what buttons seem to push Archie. So I have no worries about that.
Let's call that great.
A great athletics role, I imagine. Yep. That might require some luck. Okay, that's one short. Man, I do not have a lot of aspects that apply to that. But I do have a stunt. I have personal gadgets. So I will actually pull out from my universal gadget kit a vice grip and use that to clamp onto the mooring line to give me an extra handhold so I don't slip off.
As you're using universal gadget?
Yeah.
I'd say that. How short were you?
Just one short.
Okay. I'll let that work for that.
Is that a fate point when you power it off stunt?
No, for universal gadget, that you've used it, though, for this session. Though, that should still have some sort of minor complication here.
Can't use the stunt anymore.
That's a normal complication.
Okay. Well, I don't know if there's anybody inside the mooring house itself, but we could have the universal gadget, the rest of it, slip off into the darkness and go whap into the roof.
Yes, you knock something over and there's a loud clatter and you've alerted everybody in the barracks there.
Hi.
All right, Mac.
Well, I see a lurch off. I run and jump and grab one of the mooring lines and start shinning up. Hey, Dempsey, leave some for me.
It's a great alertness for you as well.
Or athletics, you mean?
Athletics, yeah.
Oh, so that's 2 plus my 2, 4. I make it.
So that's still...
With a cost.
Cost.
With a minor cost. I'm not the only one on the mooring line. I'm busy shooting. I look down, and there's one of the Khmer on there climbing up after me. Ah, crap.
That sounds good.
It's a chase. It's a slow chase.
Okay, Rupert being
I was just imagining one of those, like, vertical 60s Batman climbing scenes, but with a chase. Anyway. So, yes, I'm up on top and stunned.
Menaced by undead Yeti.
Why are they always undead? It's Rupert's curse. I think he'll let out something like, ah! And then shoot at the nearest one with the Polar Express.
All right.
Big dangerous revolver gifted to him by our friendly or not so friendly arms manufacturer.
Hey, it's a zombie eraser.
This is true. My guns is fair, so 2 and boom. This is an attack if I need to clarify. I end up with 2.
And that would be enough to injure one of them. Take some bits out of his undead hide.
Hmm. Would I seriously injure them if I spent a fate point and invoked something?
You would take one of them out.
In that case, this is what I want to do. So I'll spend a fate point and invoke the Polar Express.
So describe that.
Well, I'm not sure how to describe it other than the fact that it's maybe a ridiculous, like, slow motion, like, gun porn scene with the great barrel glinting in the firelight and the hammer hitting the back of the cartridge, and you know, you there's this spitting inferno and this heavy slug flying away, and then we go back to normal time and just this poor undead yeti's head's going like melon, like poof.
All right,
I like it.
And we'll have the remaining yeti reaching out for you with its giant cold hands. It's at +4 to grab you and rend you.
Owl.
Okay, I'll attempt not to be rent. Athletics, maybe, to evade.
Yeah, that would work.
Ooh, and that is a terrible roll. Presently, I'm at, what, 1? Hey, that's fun. This is action-y and pulpy, so of course he gets a grip on me.
Grabbing you, and you feel it's a giant yeti strength trying to pull your arm off.
Ah, my mustache goes old, roughly.
What'd you get, a 1? So that's your 3 stress box. And remember, we're reducing the number of boxes. We start with 3.
Let's see, so that means I have 6.
If you have nerds at 5, you have 6, then yeah. All right, Daniel.
I'm contemplating trying to shoot the Yeti off of him.
All right.
I might end up shooting him instead. I'm sorry. In advance. Or I could put Storm on the ground and he could go destroy the Yeti. I'd have to get very close to the ground, though.
I would be
Does he have a parachute on his? Did you put a parachute on Storm?
Yeah, he's got a parachute on him. But I'm also slightly close to the ground, so I could get closer to the ground and drop the dog off, but let's see.
But you're probably traveling several hundred miles an hour.
So. Yeah, this is true. You know what? I'm gonna go for it. My guns are at +1, so... Oh, that's a terrible...
Yeti is at a 2 to defend itself.
I got a 1.
All right. What can I compel to have you shoot Rupert?
Oh, with a machine gun. Thank you.
Ow.
Ah, medical mystery on wings. You don't know what you're really shooting at. I'm going to offer you a fate point to shoot him.
Okay, I'll take it.
Oh, you... That's my turn to go, you shot me!
Archie fondly remembers the past and realizes karma is a thing.
We'll say that's a 2-stress hit.
All right, I'll take it and call it a graze.
Yeah, they slowed down. They went through the Yeti and into you.
I'd probably cut Rupert across the cheek or something so we have like a nice blood trailer.
Yes.
And up there, Daniel's going, oh, shh.
Time for the bad guys to start getting to do stuff here. Hey. Let's go the one on the line with Mac. He's yanking your leg, trying to get you to fall off.
Well, I'll defend by basically pulling myself up a little bit and then sliding down so I go feet first into his face.
First, you might hang on as he's trying to pull you off.
That'd be on athletics then, I guess. So what'd he roll?
He's at a 1.
1 fate point left. No, 2 fate points left. What can I tap? Well, it'll only be a 1 difference. So he's trying to get me to fall, or at least lose.
It's making an advantage that you are slipping.
I'll go with that. I'm slipping. All right, I'll take that. I'm slipping.
And we'll go to Hank. You crash through the window. This fellow in the cockpit, he has an Old West style holster and pistol that he's drawing on you and looking to shoot you.
What are you so cranky about? I just gave you air conditioning, no charge.
Yeah, he's going to be at a +4 to shoot you.
Wow.
You do have one aspect of surprised on him that you haven't used yet.
I guess I better make use of that in conjunction with what? Athletics for dodge?
Yeah.
All right. I think that's a 1 on the roll. +3 is a 4. And then if I invoke the surprise, that's how much more?
Yeah, that's 2 more, so that he'd completely miss you.
I'm going to crack some sunshine over your tiny wool head, you mint-flavored porcupine.
Curses at you in Russian.
That's okay. What I said probably made as much sense to him.
On the other guy line, we got Archie hanging there. And charging out of the barracks comes a figure flanked by shambling ape-like figures. Yells at them, stop them, and one of them's grabbing onto the guy line that you're on, Archie.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
So you've got a Yeti climbing up the rope after you. All right.
Very ape-like.
Go back up to the top to Hank.
Okay, Hank's going to punch this sucker in the head.
All right.
Top of my list is fists at +5, so this better work.
He's defending at a +3 right now.
All right. It looks like the roll there got me a +1, so 6.
Ouch.
How do you say not the face in Russian?
He's at 3, you're at 6. Okay, you can describe that punch. You don't take him out, but you're going to get his #3 stress box.
The solid set of fists dead between the eyes as I make impact. Das vidanya, you dipshit.
By the way, it's knee lips so, not the face.
He gets out the knee.
Archie, you have a Yeti climbing up.
Okay, well, not for long, because we're going to put a bullet between its eyes. We're good at that. Roll my shoot the Yeti skill. That's a total of a +5. That'll get his attention. Hey, I'm dangerous with the shooty things.
You take some chunks out of him, but he's still hanging on. Barely.
Well, what a stubborn critter.
He lost a couple fingers, but the remaining ones are pretty big and chunky. Okay, Mac, fighting with some guard.
Yeah, he's got hold my legs, so yeah, as I'm slipping out, I'm going, okay, I'm going to wrap my legs around the line and flip upside down, coming down and punch him in the kidneys, not trying to damage him, to make him convulse and let go of the line. So I'm trying to do an overcome action on him and knock him off the line.
No, that'd be taking him out, so you've got to attack him then.
Okay, so I'm attacking him then. All right, so... Yeah, I'm going to spend another fate point. Max spends fate points like water and tap my seat of the pants again and re-roll that. Ooh, 7.
You're going to take him out, so describe that.
I swing on down and I hit him, you know, square into the kidneys. He sort of convulses and lets go of the line and goes, aw, and drops like a rock to the ground.
But I'm going to offer you a compel because you were slipping and you slip too and you fall to the ground.
So I'm going to hit the ground too?
Yep. You can always spend your last fate point to hang on.
No, I'll take the compel. I need the fate point. So yeah, I slip and woo.
Fortunately, he breaks your fall.
But I did a lot of that day. Since it was an attack, I did a lot of shifts to him.
Oh yeah. You land on with the thud and he doesn't even make a noise because he's done. Unless you wanted him alive.
I tend to try to keep these people alive, so I figure I'm more like knocked the wind out of him, and he's like, we weren't that high up the line, but he cushions my fall.
Then Rupert.
I guess Rupert's going to attempt to pistol whip the grappling undead Yeti and hope that works.
That's not how you use a pistol.
We're close in, and it's boring to shoot them all the time. Oh, that's pretty terrible. What can I do?
It's defending it, too. And is this technique to take it out or put a maneuver?
Yeah, I'm attempting to take it out, yes. I'm at 1, I think. Hey, we still have steep slopes.
And towering inferno.
True, but I'd have to pay fate points for that, I think.
Deep slopes, I don't think it's been tagged.
Indeed, I could tag that. But towering inferno is something I would have to spend fate points for.
I think somebody tagged that already, yeah.
Well, I'll tag steep slopes and lurch to the side or something. So, or lurch the Yeti to the side so I get more leverage and then clobber it. So in that case, I'm up to +3. And I'll spend a fate for out of the frying pan. I was just shot and I'm being grappled by a Yeti, an undead Yeti. So
you'll take it out then.
Yeah, cool.
So describe taking it.
Take that, you ape!
Knock its head off with a... Polar Express?
Yes. Clobber it with a heavy barrel or something.
Okay, so Max on the ground now, and human...
Oh, did we miss Daniel?
Daniel's next.
Yeah. Oh,
this,
okay.
This individual goes before Daniel. This fellow dressed in Arctic gear, wielding an ice axe, comes charging at you.
Okay.
You can see that one side of his face, it looks like he's been horribly burned. One side has a very wonderful, bushy mustache. The other side is the scraggly, most of the follicles have been burned and dead. But one side is wonderfully bushy. And he
recently?
No, this is something that has happened sometime in the past.
Oh, well, I'm going to defend with my fists, because that's better than my athletics.
You see the gleam of this ice axe coming down at you at a plus six attack.
Yikes. Well, easy come, easy go on fate. I'm not going to try to kill him. I'm just going to try to knock him out. Sorry, I'll tap my killing when necessary to get a... do I do a reroll? I'm going to reroll that.
How does that help you not get killed?
No. Okay, in that case, I had to go to my... It's either my seat of the pants or been there, done that. Either one of those. It's my go-to aspect to tap.
Remember a time when Pochita tried to take your head off with a cleaver?
It would not be the first time someone's came at me with something sharp and on an end of a stick. Okay. Yeah. So I reroll that.
Point. You seem to have that reaction in people.
Same roll again. First same. You know what? I'll take a moderate consequence of there's an ice axe in my shoulder.
Ow!
You've got a gashed arm. Who are you, you villain?
Villain?
Thief in the night.
Do I recognize the accent?
I'm American.
As a fellow American, can you help us out?
Can you help out a fellow American who's down on his luck?
Daniel.
What is the possibility of me landing this plane somewhere and going to help my friends?
Landing on this slope at night, let's say fantastic, a plus six.
I'll try it. That's a piloting role, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. I'll try it. Just like Mac. Mac could try it too.
Don't die.
I hope not to. Okay, that's a plus five.
Plus five is not too shabby.
No. I'm looking at if we can... A medical mystery on wings I can tag.
Sure, you can do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll take that and give you a fate point for that.
All right.
When I land my plane, I'm going to, whistle for storm and start running over there. I grab my medical kit because obviously Rupert's going to need it.
So you're landed somewhere up the slope, somewhere above where Rupert has been battling the Yeti. Okay, then the Yeti. There's one Yeti on the rope coming after Archie, right? So you're getting grabbed by a big old Yeti fist.
We're going to try to avoid that.
That's a plus four to grab you.
Holy cats. Not too bad for someone with a few missing fingers.
The ones left are big.
I guess we'll try athletics to avoid that. Stomp on that bleeding hand. Hey, what can I say? I don't play fair. Well, that's not going to cut it.
This is a maneuver. It's trying to put a in its grasp maneuver on you.
Well, unfortunately, I think it's got a hold of me. Let go, you ape.
We've got a Yeti hold on Archie. Then we're back up to Hank.
I want to do an Indiana Jones no ticket move on this guy.
All right.
And I won't bother with the window opening I already made. I'll send him through another one that's still intact.
Do you want to call this attempting to create an advantage for yourself or doing stress to take him out?
If he's plummeting to the ground, he being good enough help to still do something about whatever he wants to do, it just won't be on the ship. I don't know.
I mean, hey, you got a friend downstairs who could need a help from up above.
Well, I don't think sending him a pissed off Russian would help him much, but
no. But if
I just want to throw him out the window.
Hit the pissed off American with half a face.
Oh, that's true, too. I don't know.
Mechanically, if you do it as an advantage, then you might throw him out the window, but you could still be hanging on, or he grabs that railing of the walkway outside or something.
Oh, then I want to take him out.
Okay. Well, he's defending at a plus three.
I think I just got a plus one there. Is there a...
Attacking with fists?
To be fair, if I'm grabbing hold of him...
You're taking him out. If you're trying to take him out, you can use fists for that, yeah.
And then plus five with fists. That makes that a six.
Okay, then that's a three shift hit on him. He takes a minor consequence. You can grab him and hurl him towards the window, but he didn't quite aim it right, and he smacks against
the stanchion. Yeah, the stanchion. One of the stanchions.
Whoops, sorry, comrade.
What do you want to call that consequence you put on him?
Staggered.
Yeah, that'll do.
Then, let's see, a tank. Now, Archie.
Well, I've got a Yeti hanging on to me. Yeah. I guess I will shoot it in the face and remove the Yeti, because, hey, I do things like that.
I'm going to throw a compel at you, though.
Oh.
To be able to shoot, you'd be letting go with at least one hand. You got to hang on with two hands to keep it from...
Good point. I guess I'll try to kick it in the head, then, or kick its fingers, or...
Okay, you can take a fate point for that, then.
Might end up having to spend that, so we'll just set that right there, because that might be temporary. Let's see, because athletics is a 2. I'm not as good at...
Well, it'd be fists, if you're trying to take it out, yeah.
Oh, fists are even worse. It's not my specialty. I'm a gentleman.
Snort. Yeah,
what? I just, my business is dealing death. Okay, well, we'll try. Is that yours?
Yes, that's the clear ones are the Yeti, which has a good hold on the rope and a good hold on you.
Holy crap. Okay, well, it's obvious I didn't get anywhere close to that.
You lightly tap it.
And it
barely parts the hair on the top of its head.
It's like, get off! Very feeble.
It's like a baby slap.
Yeah, we're going to be needing those fate points next.
All right, then. You done, Mac? Or you done, Archie?
Yes.
And it's Mac.
He stuck an ice axe into my arm. Is it still there, or is it? No. Did he pull it out?
No, I pulled it out. You're just bleeding profusely.
How courteous of him.
I'm basically just going to bum rush him and try to grapple him and grab a hold of the ice axe and basically try to get the advantage over him. So I'm going to try to get the advantage of I control the ice axe. So
you're going to try to disarm him here. All right.
Yeah, so I'm going to use my fist for that. I guess it's fist covers like everything that's hand-to-hand, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. He's defending at a 3.
Okay. And, oh, dear God! Would this be out of line for me to actually tap my own consequence?
In a positive way? I don't think so.
The pain. The pain gives me an adrenaline surge. Yeah. He basically punches my arm and I get an adrenaline surge and I go,
yeah. Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm ineffectually grabbing
and... Yeah, you try to raise your arm to grab it and oh, that arm hurts.
Oh, can I self-compel myself to lose then?
The roll, we resolved the
roll. I already rolled. That's right, yeah.
Let's see, Rupert.
Now, is my former Inuit friend, or possibly present Inuit friend, close by? Is he shambling for me? What's going on?
Yes, he's shambling towards you.
In that case, Rupert will call out to him, you know, insert his name, because that I don't remember. Friend, are you still in there? And he points to the like his Inuit friend's head with the pistol. And he sort of waves at him as if to like, you know, see if he's mesmerized or completely dead or something. If I see any kind of response at all.
You're seeing, it looks like, unfortunately, the shambling corpse of your former friend who Archie blew up.
In that case, I'm going to be stubborn. Rupert's going to go, he'll grab him and go, I know you're still in there. You can listen to me. We can get you back to your family. Just resurface from whatever hold this pseudo-death has on you. And I'll attempt to use rapport to sort of evoke some kind of, maybe there are some sleeping half-dead memories in that dead brain of his that might pop up and think favorably of Rupert.
Okay, I'll say this is opposed by the mysteries of the person who created.
Of course. My rapport is great, great.
It's going to be a 5.
Ooh,
That was uncomfortable sound.
I'll invoke, it doesn't quite, friends in unlikely places for a +2, so I'm at +6.
You see he sort of at least stops. You see some sort of glimmer of recognition there.
Yes! I shall soon have my own undead Inuit butler.
Do you have any mysteries? Maybe you can figure out the secrets.
No. Crap. All right. But I am an uncanny pupil.
All right, let's go. A bad guy here. The staggered Russian. He'll aim his pistol. Die now, Tovarish, and start blasting at Hank.
Oh, don't you go spouting your oatmeal recipes at me.
He's a plus 2 right now.
I'm going to try and dodge again with athletics.
All right.
I neutraled out, but I got +3 on athletics.
I think he'll spend a fate point to make this a little more difficult for you as well. So he's actually going to be at 4, right? What was I at before? I can't remember what I rolled down.
I think you were at 4. I was down 1, and I only had +3 because I neutraled out on the roll.
So now you're down 3.
Wow.
You do have a staggered on him. I'll point that out to you.
Oh, I thought you already applied that to his role.
No, that's a consequence with another aspect that's on him that you can tag once for free.
What happens when I tap staggered on him?
It's worth a +2 for you. So
that would put me at 5.
So you'd be back, I guess, down to a difference of 1. So he could get your first stress box.
I shall be it.
Just a pleasure.
If he's stressed more along the line of he's kind of deaf right now.
And I started with 3 stress boxes, right?
Yeah, 3, and if I can't remember what your endurance is at, you've got it at +2 on the what you sent me, so you would have 4 stress boxes total.
Alrighty then. Ow!
Go to it's Mac.
Alright.
You attempted to take his ice hacks away, and he will attempt to give it to you now. Who are you, and what are you doing here? He's at +3 to hit you.
Okay, well, I'm going to be still using my fists to defend, so I'm just getting in there and mixing it up, and I rolled a 3.
So he'd have a boost on you.
Oh, yeah, so you didn't actually hit me, but yeah.
Well.
Unless you want to hurt me, do you really want to hurt me?
After that line, yes.
So the free box is gone on that, so I take 2 stress.
Yeah, he'll take that, and he'll also spend some fate.
Of course he will.
2 fate points, then that gives him a 6 shift hit on you.
Ow!
Yeah, like you're take a severe consequence, or I could take, I can burn a mild, but then that still leaves me at 5. I have to take a severe consequence to deal with the damn thing. Yep, we've taken a severe consequence.
Now your arm is, broken.
It's gashed and it's broken.
Yeah. Daniel, running down the slope with, I assume, Storm in tow.
Yeah, Storm actually is probably in front of me because he's a dog and I'm a measly human. He has better traction.
4 on the floor.
So what are you looking to do?
Who is in the most danger at the moment, from what I can see?
Do alertness and we'll see what...
Oh god, I don't even have alertness. Okay. 3.
Good enough that you would be able to see, obviously you can see Rupert, no problem. He's... seems to be talking to some person who looks like they've been was horribly burned at some point. Archie is swinging from a rope below the airship. You don't know who's struggling down below the airship. You only see the back of some other individual.
And his one arm is just sort of like moving with extra joints in it.
Oh, come on. Go for the drama. So you recognize the sickening crack of a broken bone.
I'm going to go for the one who obviously has their arm broken and has probably given his luck back. I'm gonna 6 Storm on the guy that's attacking him.
I'll have him there next turn. Right now, it's a Yeti trying to pull Archie off the line. And well, he's at 2 right now.
That sounds like athletics, yes, or fists.
To hang onto the rope.
Or the Yeti.
Might. Or the Yeti. If you want to hang onto the rope and stay where you are, it's might. If it's athletics, who knows where you'd land. But you could still keep you from falling.
We'll go with athletics because I'm not going to win in a might conflict versus this thing.
Okay.
We'll see where we land. Well, that's a +3 with athletics.
Okay, and he's at 2, but we'll invoke the Yeti hold. To get it up to 4, is trying to take you out. So it'd do 1 point of stress, and I'd say that it pulled you off, but then you fall and are hanging on to it.
So that'll work. She's shaking me like a rat terrier. Yeah. So, hey, could use some help here. Dangling from the Yeti.
Then we're back up to Hank punching the Russian.
I got a logistics mechanics question for you. What do I need to do to make a declaration of something actually existing on this bridge?
Depends on what it is. You may be able to invoke an aspect and spend a fate point, or you can use a skill and make a roll given a certain obstacle. Depends on what you're trying to...
Well, what I want there to be is some kind of an abandoned ship klaxon button. that I can smash this Russian's head on to set off the get the hell off this ship now, it's an emergency alarm, and bean him at the same time. Or is that two actions? Is that too much for one turn?
I'd say you could do an engineering to make that declaration if you make a, let's call it fair, because that sounds interesting. If you meet fair, it's there and you see it.
Engineering is at plus three. I got engineering, might, and athletics all under plus three.
Aren't you a brawny fellow?
I'm telling you, it's...
You guys are all fighting the wrong people.
Yeah, so I'll use engineering and what? I spend a fate point
if you make the roll, you don't need a fate point. If you
beat
a three.
Okay, that's plus two, I think, on the roll. So that gives me five.
That's with style.
So if I have with style, does that allow me to smack this guy's head against it?
If you want to use one of the invoke to say you smack him against it, it's not going to actually do any stress on him, but it'll set off the klaxon.
Okay. It may not stress him out, but it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do it anyway. Do I need to roll for that, or does it just happen?
No, we'll just say that happens.
Okay, slick.
Maybe there's a red button impression in his forehead when he comes up.
Do not press it. He can only read if he's looking in a mirror.
That means there's still one invoke left on it.
Yep. Okay. Archie hanging on to a Yeti.
Not the best situation to be in. You know, those really strong, powerful arms, just not really. But just.
Yes.
It's like, we're fighting the wrong people.
Yeah, you are. You guys really are.
But that's the funny part.
Mac doesn't know who he's fighting. Hank doesn't know who he's fighting. And you're fighting a Yeti.
Look at the bright side. You're shooting hands freed now.
Yeah, but if I kill him, that's not going to improve the situation now, is it? I'll just try to climb up the line.
Got all kinds of fate points. Do something spectacular.
Shoot him in the head, and then as you fall, reach out and grab the line, you know?
Sorry, vapor lock on the brain. We're being strong-armed by this Yeti, so Archie will wrap his legs around the arm of the Yeti and then start stomping on the Yeti's face, not quite realizing the bad things that happen if he actually succeeds. I have athletics if that's what it takes to
be fist.
That's what I was afraid of. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try.
It'll be at a one for its defense.
Well, I have a one too, or a total of one.
That would not take it out. That'd give you a boost on it for next time, but if you want to take it out, throw some fate points.
We're going to throw
Come
some fate.
Come on, Nikki, spend those fate points.
You can only trust an air pirate as far as you drop them. I'm not sure what that aspect does in this situation.
It's sort of human, and you're dropping it. Okay, I'll take the fate point.
Well, it's the first time for everything. Sure. Okay, so that brings us up to a plus three versus your plus one.
And that's going to take it out.
Yay! I would prefer to stay on the rope and not go with the Yeti. That might be problematic, I know.
I'd consider a fate point to do that.
Yeah, let's call that another great athletics.
Okay, well, at least we can try. I have a plus three. See, great is plus four. Why is this always missing by one? Well, can I do this? Actually use the personal weapons frame that I have underneath my jacket. Engage it and have it clamp onto the mooring line. Normally, I use it for blocking blades or for deploying weapons.
Well, spend another fate point. Invoke something like, well, it's science. You're using science of your...
I use the science of the frame. I may not have the strength to do this, but the frame is made of metal and it's strapped to me. That'll work. Okay. Huzzah! We don't fall to our death. Always a good idea.
Though you wouldn't necessarily fall to your death because... Nobody's piloting this thing. It's just kind of floating there, blown by the winds.
So yeah, but we know there's a notorious updraft.
Of course.
So can I lose the Yeti hold now?
Yes, the Yeti hold is gone. All right, Mac.
I'm going, instead of trying to disarm him, I'm going to knee him in the groin, and hopefully Bill, and he gets this slightly distracted when you hear the klaxons go up, but we'll see if I have to actually tap there or not. So I'm kneeing him in the groin, which is still a fist. Oh. I like that. I like what I'm seeing. Oh, I like that even better. But you know what? I'm going to tap that klaxon to get an additional plus two on that. So that's going to be 5, 7. 7 to his groin.
Well, he likes his groin.
just goes, it squeals like a girl.
As a human, I use my groin a lot.
Yeah, he's going to hit my arm, but still, he's grabbed my arm.
Grabbed your arm, which will bring that down to 5. You know, we know this guy is built like a polar bear. So he just kind of goes, ugh, smiles his crooked smile at you. You'll have to do better than that.
Well, I'm going to tap kill only when necessary, and I smack his ice axe into his face.
Throwing away your last fate point there?
Yep. Takes it back up to 7 again.
I just imagined a lot of dirty in-close fighting going on here.
We'll give you the minor consequence on him of
missing right eye.
Not the face. I can't.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm setting him up for Storm, who's going to show up this term.
You know, Daniel thinks of Storm as this super wonder dog.
He's not.
But, no.
Hey.
Call that whatever consequence you want.
Is it mild or moderate? Minor. So in that case, yeah, gashed face. It looks worse than it is.
Trimmed
his mustache, you dirty.
Ruined his good side.
All right, Rupert.
Well, Rupert's just going to continue to try to get through to his friend. I don't feel like we need to like super play this. Well, just going to try to reach him.
You've reached him enough that he's not attacking you. He's kind of there wanting to be put out of his misery.
In that case, I'll try to use rapport to persuade him to let go of his own accord. Think of your family. Think of your ancestors. Think of the great white wolf and all that.
Take a mystery to.
I'll try that. Why not? It could go horribly awry, and I'd regret it.
Yeah, it's going to be a 5.
Okay, my mistress is mediocre, so I hope I roll really well. Hey, that's +2. I have some fate points. What's the worst that could happen? And uncanny pupil. Maybe I've studied a little or heard a little about the shamanic practices of these Inuit types. I mean, I did befriend a holy man when I went to Greenland the first time, so maybe I remember a few of those bits.
All right, then he closes his eyes and slumps, and he's gone.
Cool. I sigh. A sigh of relief.
It's our battered Russian's turn to see if he can do anything with Hank. He will, he's not good at much there than shooting. I guess he's just going to be boring and try to shoot Hank again.
Because it went so well last time.
Yeah. +3. He's staggering about, rubbing the imprint of the klaxon button on his head. Guns blazing.
Okay, so I'm at a -1 on the roll. +3 for athletics to dodge. Puts me at 2. And you said he's got 3?
1 stress hit. So I guess I'd roll up to your 2 box.
So be it. Ow, again.
Cook will say, or the figure fighting Mac, Mac doesn't know who he is, will say, surrender now before the rest of my guards and yetis come out and overwhelm you.
And in the background, Max sees a charging dog going, I don't think so, son. No. Why don't you surrender to us?
That's a 3-shift attack against you.
Social attack?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to report him back.
I think it'd be a resolve. If you're
getting... Resolve? Oh, great. It's only a +1. Yay. So what's his total there? 3?
3.
And I got +1, and I have nothing to tap. I'll take a 2-point stress hit. Oh, yep. And that'll be on my socials, on my composure.
Well, he's going to throw another fate because you're already got a broken arm. You might as well just surrender.
Ah, so it takes it up to...
5, then?
Nah, Mac is not going to give up yet, so he's going to take a mild consequence. Maybe surrenders...
Disheartened.
Disheartened, there you go. It's a composure, and take a 3-point composure hit.
You've got all your consequences you can have. You don't get
they're all full.
Yeah.
This is all Rupert's fault. This is all Cookie's fault. Cookie.
There we go again, blaming other people for our own shortcomings.
I'd be in Havana right now with, you know.
Okay, Daniel and Storm. Are you having Storm attack the axe-wielding fellow?
I'm actually trying to have Storm hold, not necessarily attack, just hold and get away from Mac.
the axe-wielding fellow.
Basically just grab the arm.
So yeah, probably like grab his arm and just drag him to the ground or something.
Trying to do, create an advantage here. All right.
Dog held, yes.
Trying to imagine the command. Storm, eat!
Actually, it's probably hold.
Okay, yeah, he's only at a one. I think though Storm doesn't have any offensive skills.
Hey, don't forget, you can. He's got a ruin check on him for ruin good side. Maybe he's kind of blind to that side because of the blood.
I do. Okay, I'm going to take that free tag.
Well, roll your dice first. See how you want to use it. Oh, that's perfect. Storm the Wonder Dog and...
Well, I say tap that thing and tap that rune to his good side and re-roll that.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. It's not much better.
Yeah, so Storm just grabs some fur off his coat, and that's all he gets. All right, then did Daniel want to do anything?
Yeah, Daniel's going to try to tackle the guy. That would be athletics, wouldn't it?
No, it'd be fists.
It'd be fists?
Attacking him.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing anyway.
Whether you're trying to attack him, take him out, or you're trying to set up an advantage.
I'm trying to set up an advantage.
Okay, I can let you use athletics to set up an advantage now.
All right, it's the same dice number, so.
He's at +4 to defend himself.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Look at my world. The big mustache. If he was bald and spoke with a German accent, yeah, I know, you know who this guy is.
That's a one. I can't really tag anything, so.
You could pay a fate point and maybe get at the steep slopes, but then you'd still be one short.
So you go charging at him and just bounce off him. He's sturdier than you expected.
Probably, yes.
That's hilarious. Oof!
See, all we're missing
on
now,
my butt in the snow.
All we're missing right now is a
propeller,
a propeller to put him into, yeah.
We do have the mutt, but that's a little far away and uphill.
We're back up to Hank.
Yeah, I'm getting a little tired of this Schmonick. Really need him out of the picture. I can't get anything done here. I don't know what's better to try to do, take him out or gain an advantage. I really want to chuck him out the window so he falls down to the snow, but I got no.
You've given him a consequence, and you've got his first stress box and his third stress box, so you're...
So I can try with one more fists on him.
Yeah.
I think I'll do that. All right. I'll punch in the head, and my fists are at +5. Let's see what this does.
He's at a +3 to defend himself.
All right. I think I beat him by 2. Neutraled out on the roll.
That wouldn't take him out. That'd do his +2 stress box. You want to spend some fate?
Sure. Spend a fate point, and what I tap one of my aspects on this then, right? At this point, hey, try to kill me once, shame on you. Try to kill me twice, shame on you even more. Short fuse for bullshit.
Then that will take him out.
Thank goodness.
Describe that to us.
The Incredible Hank.
A one-on-one with a guy that was surprised sleeping. I should have had him out the window first move, but hey, you know, it's cold out.
He's not a mook, so he's a little better than mook.
Yeah, he's determined, too. Gotta give him that. Gotta admire his tenacity, but only to a point. Dead punch in the face and grab his sorry butt and send him out through the window over the observation gantry, and he can take a little nap in the snow once he hits it.
All right.
Thank you.
Then, see, Archie.
Well, it's not very sporting to gang up on the bad guys, but Mac looks really bad, and looks like the cavalry isn't doing such a good job. So, from my aerial advantage, I think I'll just take a shot at this dude and make this fight come to an end.
As you have a chance to look at this guy, this looks like a badly burned Frederick Cook.
Well... Funny seeing you in my sights again. I think we're going to shoot him. I'm serious about these things. Yeah, that might hurt.
We had to leave Rupert behind.
Well, that's going to be 7 points. So hopefully they'll ruin his day.
That's a lot.
And he has no idea this is coming.
Yeah, nobody put that aspect on him, so.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's defending at a 3, though. Oh, no, excuse me, a 4.
Okay, so if I tag ruined his good side and he doesn't see it coming, can we take him out with a shot?
What was your total?
7.
It's going to boost it up to 9.
Outside of the ladder.
5 shifts. Well, you know he's how difficult he is to take out.
Yes.
That just takes his number six stress box.
Well, yeah. we'll do that. We'll shoot him. Hey, remember me? Bam!
You know, you could tap also Klaxons. He may be distracted.
Well, Klaxons has already been used.
If it's been a fate point, tag it.
If it's been a fate point, you'll cause him to take a consequence.
Oh, sure. If you guys are going to force me to spend a fate on this monster. Yeah, with those klaxons, he didn't even hear it coming. So I'm just shouting in the wind.
Brings up to seven shift. So he'll have to take a moderate consequence. What do you want to give him there, Archie?
Well, let's shoot him in the shoulder and spin him around.
Shoulder shot.
That'll work.
You have to Archie is Mac.
Mech, so he spun around, give him a kick in the knees and knock him to the ground, and creating the advantage of making him stagger.
Okay, he's defending at a three.
Yeah, of course he is. Oh, mother puss bucket. And I can't compel him. Yeah, so I ineffectively kick him in the knees. It's like, yeah, better you got to do better than that, son.
Kicked harder by penguins.
Yeah.
Okay, Rupert.
Rupert will rush down to see what's going on with the rest.
Shoot him. With your gun.
It's too messy. Rupert is rushing down to the rest, hollering about, you know, getting the airship away and not dallying. I imagine there's, too much space between us for me to do anything until next time.
All right. Time to finish off Mac.
But he's not facing me. He's been turned around. Oh, he's got to turn around. Anyway, he just turns around and goes at me. Yeah.
Well, because he takes you out, he's got a hostage. Turn to Mac brandishing his ice axe, and that's a plus five attack on you.
I'm not even bother rolling at this point. I just go down.
Taken out?
Yeah, I'm taking up. I'm taking out on my own terms.
So how do you mean? So what's your terms?
Basically, he doesn't. It's a glancing blow on my skull, and he knocks me out.
All right.
I drop like a plugged nickel. Like a poleaxe deer.
Well, if it's on your terms, can you slide down the mountain a little bit, please?
I'm sliding down the hill. Yeah, I'm sliding down the steep hill, leading behind a red trail.
You're still within grabbing distance.
He's going to have to chase after me to get me. Of course, he doesn't get after me. There's an awful long hill for me to slide down.
Yeah, end up in a small Indian village somewhere.
That cliff at the end of the slope. Daniel, what are you and Storm doing?
I really got to get this guy off of Mac.
No, he's taking Mac out now, so now he's looking at you with, who the hell are you, and why are you people on my mountain bothering me?
Wait, what? Your mountain? Something to shout to be heard, obviously, but yeah.
So what do you want to do, Daniel?
I'm going to figure out what this guy wants, actually. I'm much better at negotiating than I am actually fighting. I'll call Storm to behind me and
create some sort of advantage by talking to him?
Really want to figure out what he's going on about, so I will try to create pleasant conversation.
Tell me your evil plan. I don't know.
It's probably good that you cannot see the look on Archie's face.
I have rapport.
That sounds like the skill you're using, yes. Trying to get what out of him here?
Well, trying to get him to stop beating up my friend, for one, and two, trying to figure out what he's talking about, his mountain, what is going on. Are we fighting the wrong guys?
The guy that hangs out with the undead yetis. Doesn't sound like Centurion material to me.
So give me an aspect you're trying to hang on him.
I'll just go for simply distracted.
Okay. Defend with his resolve. Yeah, it's a five.
So I got four.
You could tap his plugged shoulder. He's hurt and he's
yeah.
Straight.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and tag plugged in the shoulder. Can somebody put an X there? All right, so that brings me up to five.
Ties him, so you've got a boost, so he is distracted, but it's going to be temporary.
All right. Does he tell me anything? Like, why are you beating up my friend?
People are trying to steal our airship.
Your airship?
I think that's probably enough for now. We'll go back up to Hank. He's at the controls of the airship.
That's basically what Hank wanted to do. Now that he's got that pesky Russian out of his face, he wants to fire up the engines and get control of the airship. And if that's an assumed, then he just wants to keep it hovering low enough so that...
Got control if you want to do something that would create an advantage for your...
Oh,
teammate.
I want to lower the lines so that anybody that needs to get onto it. I mean, the whole ship is screaming with the, oh my God, get the hell off, this thing's about to blow klaxon. So yeah. Anybody that may or may not be on duty on the ship, if they're trained well enough, should be trying to get off. But I'd want to lower the ship down so that lines are low enough for anybody to grab if they want to get on. I ain't going anywhere with this thing till I know my buddies are on board.
Call that just an average piloting to be able to do that.
Oh, I got pilot under fair at +2. Oh, okay. So that, what is that, -2? Pilot was at +2, so...
Zero. This thing is a well-made shiny toy.
Yeah, I can't resist. I do want to get me one of these. this is a slick gizmo. I wouldn't mind copying one of these, build one for myself.
That was your plan all along.
maybe my plan, but I got no doubt Shaka Hoo-Ha may have just wanted this sucker, and he's got some surprises waiting for when we try to get away from here with it, if we're successful.
So you've got the ship under control. There's an advantage. All right, then, Archie.
Well, shoot. Not shoot. You know, I'm a murderer. What can I say? It's a family.
I can only eat
shoot him. Shoot him.
I can only eat gluten free, and I'm a murderer.
I didn't like Cook to begin with, and I still don't like him. So we will shoot him, and I am going to tag under control because Hank doesn't know it. But as he swings the ship around, he lines me up for a great shot.
All right.
So that'll go to 4, 6, +6 on the roll. I'm sorry, 8 total.
Wow. 7 from shift hit on him. So he's got to take his final consequence, severe consequence. So what do you want to call that?
Plugged in the other shoulder.
Severe consequence. He shot him in his good eye. Shot him in his good eye would be the one I would say.
No. I like plugged in the other shoulder. It's got karma to it.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that'll punctuate your argument.
Now, I know I'm taken out, but can I still invoke one of my stunts to save my sorry butt?
What do you want? Tell me.
My network of contacts. It's the Sherpa. He's finally climbed all his way up here, and he sees me sliding down, grabs me, and drags me off to safety.
That doesn't sound fun. No.
Ah.
That sounds lame.
But sounds so pulpish, though. Deus Ex Machina. Machina.
I think we'll skip you and go to Rupert. Arriving on the scene.
Klaxon's blaring.
Blaring a bloody, battered, and horribly burn-scarred Cook standing there. Mac is sliding down the slippery slope, unconscious.
Leaving a red trail behind him.
You could leave Mac behind.
You know, Rupert will temporarily slide to a halt and blurt out, "Cook, you blackguard!" And then he'll leap toward him and pistol whip him as payback for his shoulder and electrocution and whatever else I've suffered in Antarctic, wherever it was. Greenland. Yes, and the intent is just to like swat at him in the process of leaping down the slope to catch what's his name again? The guy who gets his name right, names right.
You're trying to take him out, though, right?
Yeah. Yes. So it's an attack. Weapons, I guess.
Defending at +3.
And Rupert gets a 3 all told. So I'd have to invoke stuff, I guess.
You punch him in the shoulder. In his other shoulder.
I'm using the Polar Express, although it's mostly the weight we're talking about, and I guess I'll use my last fate point to invoke Rue and his good side again.
Oh, don't forget, so you're also tagging his plugged in the other shoulder, because that's a free
tag. That's for free?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Why not? Unless I don't need any of them.
6 shifts, I think, on him. That sends him reeling, but he's still on his feet.
Crap.
Fortunately, he has, like you, he has a 6 stress box.
Yeah.
All right, then it's his turn. And if you guys will take his concession, he is going to retreat back to the building. And if you guys are going to run off with the airship.
Yeah, Rupert's going to save Mac. So.
Well, yeah, I was going to try to compel somebody to leave Mac here.
come on.
I don't think you're going to succeed on that one.
Rupert's out of fate points, though, so he has to take the compel.
Oh.
I'm just imagining the aspect. He looks so peaceful.
You know, but I've been feeding jerky to Storm.
Daniel wouldn't leave him behind regardless, so.
Yeah, Daniel has fate points, so he can buy off the compels. All right, so I'll let Daniel gather up Mac, and you can get on the airship and take off.
Gladys? Is that you, Gladys?
I'm going to put him in the air mutt, because it's still on the ground.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to get off with that? How is he going to take off?
Blow my head around. You're pointing in the right direction. You're pointing it down, right? Just go down and pull up.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's be a fantastic takeoff.
Well, you do have steep slopes. You can always tag that.
Yeah, I could.
Build up speed.
Or is this like the end of the serial
we'll see what happens here and how we end it.
Oh, well, okay. I was just thinking maybe Daniel puts on the glasses and goes, I hope this works.
Yeah, he's going to angle himself. Well, he's already angled down, but he's going to build up as much speed as possible and try to take off.
Be fantastic takeoff here. Plus six.
Oh, God.
You can do
all
it.
Right, I already got four, so.
Just don't roll all minuses.
Don't even give this thing ideas.
Oh.
Oh.
You didn't even meet the slopes.
Seven.
Zoom.
Okay. And off into the night sky you go.
The only pilot who knows how to fly an aircraft.
Hey.
Okay, maybe you know how to pilot one.
Now, gonna arrange to meet up and give it back to Shaw Khan.
Well, we got a little bit of time here. Archie wants to know what's so special about this airship.
It's specially designed to be able to operate at these high altitudes and handle the temperatures and the winds and lift heavy things up to this high altitude.
So it's not a weapon?
Not as such.
Inconceivable.
This is strange.
It's just like Shaw Khan built something that wasn't a weapon. Maybe he's had a change of heart.
You don't know what the Chimera Collective was doing there.
Well, besides making an army of Yeti undead zombies, no, not at all.
I'm sure that there's no repercussions will come of that.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Hopefully the bomb down the chimney put a dent in their plans.
Sure.
I can believe that, right?
Sure. Do you guys go give it back to Shaw Khan?
Archie's not keen on that, but that's kind of a Rupert thing.
And Mac from his bed with his arm in a cast and his head bandaged says, you know what? Burn the damn thing.
Well, you know, Rupert, you did make a deal, and what's the worst that could happen?
Oh, you sly bastard. Of course, yes. It's only the right thing.
I'm finding myself just a little bit confused over these outcomings.
Well, you understand, Shaw Khan is the father of the, a certain lady.
Are you actually betrothed yet?
I don't think so.
Need to get work on
that. But, you know, I'll have to work on buttering up her father. And last time we left his airship in a shambles, so, you know.
He threw us off.
Now I'm starting to understand here. You're trying to return a shiny toy to your prospective father-in-law. Is that what's going on?
Yes.
All right, then. If you do decide to burn it and it's between me and the garbage, I'll take it.
I'll keep you informed.
Can't ask for fairer than that.
So you arrange a meeting somewhere outside of Kabul.
All right.
You're met there by Bahar.
Ah.
She's kind of somber and isn't as effusive, and you know, she gives you a hug, Rupert, but you know, it isn't as warm an embrace as you would expect. And
okay.
She thanks you for returning it. The airship is leaving. Though she's looking at Rupert, she says, I'm sorry, Mr. Lewis, but they had Darius, and we needed her to make an exchange, as she flies off.
Wait, what? What was that?
And when you get back to civilization, you find out that somebody with an airship broke the Baroness out of prison.
I totally imagine this as he's seeing it on the newspaper, and it's just smacking the newspaper repeatedly. It's like, I can't believe we did that! Just murdering the newspaper, ripping it to shreds.
One fire at a time, good Archie.
And that's this edition of the Centurions and the Sunday Skypers.
Yay!
There's much rejoicing.
Excellent. Except for Daniel, who is laughing his butt off.
Excellent.
Okay.
Sorry if you don't catch all our inside continuity stuff there, Anum. But
no worries, Hank will just live in the moment and down whatever drink happens to be nearby. It was a blast to hear the interaction and going. A lot can be picked up in context anyway. Daniel should get the MVP for the mission, in my opinion. Mainly for doing a fantastic landing and a fantastic takeoff.
Yeah.
Adapting to the plan by bending it just the right way.
Yeah. Hey, what are plans made for?
Exactly.
Todd, I want to kick myself. I think we should both kick ourselves. We had things clanging up our lines. What we should have done? Cut the lines underneath us.
I didn't have a knife. I thought about it. It's just like gun, another gun. Damn it. It's probably something you remember from the bedside. You sit there, you're squirming, you pull out from behind a Bowie knife. I forgot about this.
Well, folks, this was a blast. I thank you very, very much for letting me be a part of your celebration of your 100th episode.
Very glad to have you.
Yes, our century mark.
Century mark. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're very happy and very honored to help you celebrate. And congratulations again on 100 episodes.
Woo!
Yeehaw! All right, everybody.
Thank you, Adam.
I'm sorry, say again?
I think everybody's saying
thank
goodbye.
You, Adam.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you all. Bye. Take care and stay warm.
Wilhelm and his letters to the monkeys and I think to the...
I was hoping we wouldn't mention those.
Yeah, there was one rather phallic one I remember.
Yes, let's move on.
It's the only way you can do it. If you don't do it that way, you end up, going off on a tangent. And like, having said that, let's get back to William's back. So let's go.
Good work.
First time ever. If you want to contact us, we have a Facebook page. We started a Google+ community. There's our forums, sundayskypers.freeforums.org. There's email, sundayskypers@zoho.com. That's sundayskypers, all one word, @zoho.com. And of course, there's always telepathy.